From Guy Fawkes to Anonymous, the story of a mask. More than 400 years after his death, the mythical figure of Guy Fawkes continues to inspire the spirit of young protesters. Historian Antonia Fraser describes him as a tall, powerfully built man, a man of action, capable of intelligent argument, as well as physical endurance, somewhat to the surprise of his enemies. It was while on campaign fighting for Spain in Flanders that Guy Fawkes was asked to join what would become known as the Gunpowder Plot, under the leadership of Robert Casby, probably because of his expertise with explosives. But how and when did Guy Fawkes' face become the iconic image of the most famous group of hackers in the world, Anonymous? In 2008, when members and sympathizers of Anonymous left the glow of their computer screens to go out onto the streets to join public demonstrations, they decided to wear a mask with the moustached white face, smile and rosy cheeks of Guy Fawkes. It's another image from the Renaissance that looks at us through the centuries, but one with a very different meaning from the image of power that Elizabeth created for herself. Because this was not the Guy Fawkes of the 17th century. The mask was a stylized image made famous in the 1980s by the graphic novel V for Vendetta. Now a recognized classic, V for Vendetta was written by Alan Moore and illustrated by David Lloyd. In the novel, England, after a devastating global war, has become a totalitarian dictatorship, and the Guy Fawkes mask is worn by a lone freedom fighter opposing government injustice. The story depicts a dystopian near future vision of the United Kingdom. The fascist Norse Fire Party has exterminated its opponents in concentration camps and rules the country as a police state. In 2006, a popular film was made from the graphic novel, directed by James McTighe. V for Vendetta has been widely interpreted as an allegory of oppression. As David Lloyd says, the Guy Fawkes mask has now become a common brand and a convenient placard to use in protest against tyranny, and I'm happy with people using it. It seems quite unique, an icon of popular culture being used this way.